ధనాంజనశలాకయా చక్షురున్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురువే నమః. హరే కృష్ణ. ఐడ్ లైక్ టు వెల్కమ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ ఫర్ దిస్ సెల్ఫ్ ఎక్సలెన్స్ క్యాంప్ అండ్ స్పెషలీ కన్సిడరింగ్ ది అప్కమింగ్ మ్యారథాన్. గౌరాంగ్ ప్రభు డిజైర్డ్ దట్ వి షుడ్ హ్యావ్ అ సెమినార్ ఆన్ బుక్ డిస్ట్రిబ్యూషన్ అండ్ నాట్ సర్ప్రైజింగ్లీ సిన్స్ His Grace Gaurang Prabhu is not here, we have a much, much lesser turnout. But there is one very good news. He is going to take the next camp on the 21st, 22nd and 23rd of August, which is Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. So we can start informing all the devotees. And this seminar, I am basically doing it because of the order of Gaurang Prabhu. And one devotee asked me a question. And many years ago, I mean a few years ago when I was not doing distribution, we conducted one seminar on book distribution and he asked me, Prabhuji, but you're not going now for book distribution. Don't you feel a little uncomfortable speaking on book distribution because you're not actively doing? And then this same question I'd asked to His Holiness Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, who is one of the senior most disciples of Srila Prabhupada, and he was here. Because for 5 years, from 1999 to 1999 March to 2003 marathon, 5 years I was doing book distribution, and most of the time I would do 5 days a week for 5 years. And after that, somehow, because of various other services, I was included in the IYS, was assisting Gaurang Prabhu and Shikshastakam Prabhu. So from 2004 January till now, that is almost 4 years, 3.5 years, I have been actively involved in youth preaching and not in book distribution. So I asked Maharaj about this question, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, that our roles keep changing in ISKCON and our services keep changing. Does that mean that we are no longer book distributors or we are no longer DT worship pujaris because we have some attachment to some service? And we are removed or we are told to do some other services. So he said, book distribution is a service or any other service in Krishna consciousness is something which we can be doing whole life even if we are not actively involved. For some years we are actively involved and then because of higher responsibilities and higher authorities we have to do other services. But the fact that we sympathize with these services and we desire that these services should go on exceedingly well, that means we are still doing book distribution. So with this hope, I would like to express my, although I am disqualified, but some credential because of the mercy of the devotees to speak on this subject. And I seek all of your blessings also that I can go for book distribution more actively now. I have a desire to go every week after I come back from Yatra. So I request all of you to pray and bless me. Because to be part of book distribution in Srila Prabhupada's mission is a very, very rare benediction. It is a great blessing that any bhakta, any devotee can get to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. And in this seminar we will discuss why and how this is such a great blessing. One simple point, it may take a little time, but it's very important to understand that book distribution appears to be like any other marketing activity. You see in the local train, a man is coming and selling comb, pen, and we are going and selling books. How are we different? So this is a very, very amazing thing that in Krishna consciousness, we are apparently doing something very mundane or very ordinary. But the proof of the pudding is in the eating. You ask a marketing salesman who is selling toothpaste, comb, shouting, you ask him, are you joyful? If he is honest, he will tell you no. But why is he doing that? Papi pet ka sawal. The only reason why he is selling all these things is for food. And he has no joy. You ask a devotee, so many times our book distributors have been approached by some senior officers who are traveling in the train. Hey, you do very nice announcement. Do you want a job? Take my card. They give a card also. They are willing to offer you very good jobs when you distribute books. But devotees say, no, we don't want. We can give you job. Come and join Hare Krishna. We have job for you. You can distribute books. So what is it that gives bliss to a devotee to go and distribute books? That is the connection with Krishna. It is this Krishna factor or Krishna connection that brings immense joy to the life of a devotee. That's why Krishna and Krishna's activities appear to be very simple. Imagine, what is Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan? Krishna gets up in the morning, he goes to the forest to herd the cows, he is wearing yellow garments, Balramji is wearing bluish, Krishna is beautifully decorated with tilak, he has chandan on his forehead, he has a beautiful peacock feather, and all the gopis are crying when he is going. And when he comes back in the evening, all the gopis start staring at Krishna, and Krishna comes, Yashoda and Rohini, they bathe Krishna and Balram, they feed them, they put them to rest, and everybody is laughing. Whenever they see Krishna, they smile and laugh. These are the pastimes in Vrindavan, which are appearing to be so mundane and so ordinary. But if you see, devotees relish speaking these pastimes and hearing these pastimes, because the Krishna factor is there, which gives joy. Imagine discussing karmi topics like this. Imagine some television show, some program where you see the hero is walking, sitting, eating, sleeping. Will it be exciting? No. You need something intense. You need a lot of colors to be flashed on the screen. You need a lot of noise, sound. Only then your senses are shaken. Otherwise you will be sitting like a zombie in front of the TV. There is no excitement in television, actually, compared to spiritual activities. Therefore, this Krishna factor is very strong. And if a book distributor is Krishna conscious, then the joy that he experiences cannot be compensated or cannot be equaled with any other material activity. That is why book distribution is a very special service, and we are very fortunate that we have some connection with this service. So we are going to be discussing 6 topics in this seminar. Why distribute books, part 1, and part 2 is mostly very very practical considerations, principles and values. How to distribute books. These are practical skills people want. Challenges that we'll face as a book distributor. And finally, the sutras. Sutras means some one-liners that we need to remember while distributing books. These one-liners are not for telling people. You know, this is something which we have to tell ourselves when we are distributing books. Actually, in this seminar, we are not covering 6 topics. If you closely analyze, we are covering 2 topics. First, there are 3 topics within this which fall in this first category, that is, techniques for distributing books. Which 3 you think come under the category of techniques or tips for improving book distribution? I'm sorry? Last 3. Priya Chaitanya Prabhu said last 3. Yes, perfect. 4th, 5th, and 6th. Isn't it? Very, very practical. Then these 3 constitute the techniques part. And the first 3, they constitute which topic or which criteria regarding book distribution? Why? Reason. Consciousness and service. Basically, desire. These three talks about the desire part. Now generally, when we come for a book distribution seminar, we are interested in, we come with what expectation? Skills. How can I distribute books? I'm going to learn some magic formula by which tomorrow I am going to distribute. If you go for any marketing seminar, this is what they will teach you. How to increase your sales, double it, triple it. But here, this will be covered much later. First we will cover which aspect? The desire part of book distribution. Then comes the skills part. For many devotees, the first three appear to be very, very boring because they are theory. Why distribute books? What are the principles? Come on, just tell me the tips, techniques. I want to go out and sell books. So which one do you think is more important? How many of you feel the techniques part is more important? Please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3. Would you like to elaborate why you feel the techniques part is more important than the desire part? I'm sorry? Also, I'm asking which one is more important? The desire part or the techniques part? Desire? Would anybody like to elaborate or explain why you feel the first three are more important than the last three? Somebody? Just raise your hand. Yes, Prabhu. Tulsi Priyapu. Tulsi Priyapu is saying that even if you don't have a lot of techniques, but if your first three is very strong, desire is strong, you will remain in Krishna conscious. Always you will be Krishna conscious because your attitude is in the right place. It's a very interesting point. Thank you, Prabhu. Yes, Satyanand Prabhu. Excellent point. If you have desire, techniques will automatically follow. What is that saying? Necessity is the mother of invention. So when you are desperate, you have a strong desire, you will discover more techniques than any marketing man. Yes, Prabhuji, please. Excellent. You have all the techniques, but you don't have desire. You will be bored. But if you have desire, you will find the process of book distribution joyful. So you might be distributing only 2 books in the whole day. But because of your desire, you will be Krishna conscious and you will be blissful. Thank you, Prabhu. Yes, Prabhu. Excellent. Excellent point. He said a sutra. If you have doubts about why, then how is useless? It's beautiful. Anybody else would like to say 1 point? Yes, Ganesh. Exactly. Enthusiasm. And you can implement all the techniques that you know very nicely and effectively. Historically, our experience is that whenever I have conducted seminars, in the past, we did a seminar for all the brahmacharis from Maharashtra temples. 5 day seminar. Every day 6 hours. 5 consecutive days. It was an intense seminar. And by the blessings of Govind Prabhu, and we had organized. And we had stayed in the Bhaktivedanta hospital. What an enthusiastic response for this 5 day seminar. Amazing. Everybody is doing the skits, drama, and all the role plays. Highly fired up. Very popular. Seminars are very popular, but book distribution is not so popular. Seminars is full attendance, and people do. It is, you know, because seminars are interactive, people like it. And actual distribution is a challenge because you have to go out on the streets, meet people, crazy people, in the hot sun, sometimes it's raining. It's a big challenge to the mind. That's why people say, I love book distribution. Seminars. Like one BT devotee, Brahmachari trainee, was telling me, I love yoga, Prabhuji. Then I told him, after 2 days I saw that he's not attending yoga. I see you sleeping, doing shavasana all the time. You said you love yoga. I said, I love yoga. I can watch yoga for hours. That is what he meant by liking yoga. Similarly, some people like book distribution. We love to hear about nice stories. You know, so many devotees, such nice stories in book distribution. But this is a challenge. Therefore, we should understand that if you are talking about book distribution as a service, it's a big building. But the foundation of this building is desire. We may not be expert book distributors, but if you have intense desire, we will see Krishna when we are distributing books. When we are preaching, we will feel the presence of Krishna in our lives. His Grace Shyam Sundar Prabhu was telling us that during the peak of their preaching, their only desire was, how can we please Srila Prabhupada? And he says, he is writing a letter to Gurudas Prabhu. This letter is written just 2 years ago, and this letter is published in Shyam Sundar Prabhu's book, and he writes, oh, Gurudas Prabhu is writing, oh dear Shyam Sundar, he is talking to Shyam Sundar Prabhu, do you remember how we were obsessed with pleasing Srila Prabhupada? And we were walking in the streets, distributing pamphlets, preaching, singing. And do you remember seeing that dark bluish boy across the street? We saw him so many times. Of course, he's referring to Lord Krishna. The intensity of their service was so strong that they actually strongly felt the presence of Krishna in their lives. So therefore, it is not an understatement, and we will not be exaggerating, and we will not be spending too much time. Even if we keep speaking for days together on the desire to develop, or on the need to develop desire for pleasing Srila Prabhupada and distributing books or preaching. Therefore, this is the foundation. Foundation is the desire, and we should focus on the foundation. I agree, techniques are important, because I've learnt a few techniques on the streets. I would like to share with you in the course of our seminar. But no compromise on the foundation. Just like there is a tree and you want to cut the tree, and there is an axe kept here, and there is a huge tree, and a person is called, and his job is to cut the tree, and the axe is kept there. What are the two important things that are needed to cut this tree? Now, given this situation, there is a tree, there is an axe, and there is this man, and the order has been given to him. Now, two things are needed for him to cut the tree. What are the two things? First, strength. Yeah. He is willing. He has come here to cut the tree. And he needs strength. So he has strength. So he picks up the axe. Then, sharpens. He needs to see that the axe is sharp. Both are needed. Now, the axe is very sharp. It has been polished and it has been made very fine. But he's not picking it up. He's very thin. He's not eaten for days. And he lifts it. And as he lifts it, he falls down. It's useless. Or the other way, the axe is there, but it is blunt. But he has immense strength. And he can wield it. But still, it's not so sharp, then it's not easy to cut the tree. But the sharpness of the axe is compared to techniques. Techniques are needed. They can help us in many ways. But the main thing is, somebody should be willing to lift the axe. Somebody should be wielding it. And that is compared to purity or desire. So this tree of material existence, every person is having a strong material consciousness. And we want to break the shackles. We want to preach. We want to help a person come closer to Krishna. But, and the books, they are like the axe. They are there. And when we give the books, if we have the desire, then even if we don't have the techniques, by the sheer desperation, we can convince a person to take a book. But we need techniques also. Srila Prabhupada never focused on techniques so much. But Prabhupada was so strong that he could break the tree with the sheer strength. But we can focus on both sharpening, that is techniques, tips, sutras, one-liners. But we should more importantly be focusing on developing the strength or the desire to distribute books. And I had a discussion with His Grace Navin Nirath Prabhu. Navin Nirath Prabhu is one of the top book distributors in ISKCON. During his peak, when his back was strong and his body was strong, he would distribute 1,000 Mahabig books in one day. And his colleague Harinam Anand Prabhu also, they would have a competition. 1,000 Mahabig books, not in India, in atheistic countries, in Europe, under extreme cold weather. And his realization is that desire is more important than techniques. So, I am not speaking on my own realization. The first three topics constitute 90% of our book distribution abilities, and the 10% is the last three topics. And therefore, needless to say, we will concentrate more on the first three. If you are told that in the exam you have 20 chapters coming and 100 marks exam, and you are told first chapter is very difficult, but you will get 90 marks if you study that well. 90 marks will be covered from the first chapter, and remaining 19 chapters will carry 10 marks. So what will you do? You'll focus on the first chapter. Similarly, we'll focus on the first three points because they constitute very, very important points, and they can help us distribute books in the long run. Because in our temple, the GBC is His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, and his desire is that we should be lifelong book distributors. And what an amazing point he told me when I was the leader for book distribution. He said, our desire is 20 years down the line, our congregation member or brahmachari should look back happily and say, wow, 20 years ago they engaged me in book distribution. It was such a pleasant experience. I would still love to go for book distribution. That means you should be happy about it. You should not be feeling, 20 saal pehle bahut kaam karaya hai, sabko dekh lunga. You know? Yeah, people do like that also. There are many who are disturbed, and in some Western countries, some book distributors have been fried out. Targets. If you don't do so much and don't come back with so much score, you won't get prasad. So in the cold weather, they would go out. So our book distribution, therefore, we have to focus on the first three, whatever happens. Once the desire is strong, then we will not be shaken, we will not be bewildered in Krishna consciousness. Because if we focus only on techniques, I'll tell you what will happen. We will become a pseudo-devotee who is very much attracted by the externals, glamour of book distribution, and he'll become a victim of desire for name, fame, and after some time the bubble will burst. It will fizzle out. The enthusiasm will not last long. We don't want to be shooting stars. We want to be book distributors and sympathizers with preaching for whole life. We want to give our whole life. That is our desire. We want to serve in Srila Prabhupada's mission. We don't want to become experts so much as we want to become very good devotees. There is no dearth of experts in this world, but there is dearth of solid men of character and faith in Srila Prabhupada's mission. Also, desire is one thing which all of us can have. Techniques, even if we try, some of us will not develop. But there is no limitation on your desire. You could be the most physically disabled person, but you can have a strong desire. Like there is one devotee of Srila Prabhupada, brahmachari, his name is Radhanath Prabhu. Many of you must have seen him. He has come to a temple. Last 15 years he is on wheelchair. He can't get up. But you will always see him with books. Every day he is distributing books. He is physically very, very weak. But desire, nobody can beat him in that. So desire all of us can have, but techniques not all of us can have. Because of Krishna might desire that we don't have techniques, then what can we do? I'll tell you one classic example. Desire, techniques can be completely different. You could completely disagree with the techniques that I give here. Personally, it's possible that you don't agree with it. When I was distributing books, I would like to share with you three different people, completely opposite technique. I was distributing books, and my consciousness, which I still have very strongly, is that Kali Yuga people are Shudras. Somehow this is in my mind. Kali Yuga people are Shudras and they will not take books. Shudra means he has to be beaten. He has to be chastised. So when I would distribute books in the local train, I would be shouting at the top of my lungs. And I would be aggressive, not assertive. And sometimes I would take it. You know, I would be like literally pushing a person to take that book, and I would get very good scores. And I was preaching this, that we have to be aggressive. Come on! And I would shout, and if somebody passed a comment, somebody criticized, I would shout back. I would give a immediate comment back. Like somebody said, hey, pukad me do. Immediately said, thank you. Kitna sponsor kar rahe hain aap? स्पॉन्सर कीजिए, सबको फ्री में देते हैं. इमीडिएटली कीप क्वाइट. सो एग्रेशन, यू नो, कंप्लीट एग्रेशन इन बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन. आई वॉज गेटिंग गुड स्कोर्स, बट आई वुड सी दैट अनदर ब्रह्मचारी इन आवर टेम्पल, स्वयं भगवान प्रभु, he was completely disagreeing with me. He would say, Prabhuji, how can you shout? It is not good, no? He would always say like that. And I would say, what do you know? You should go out. He would come with me and he would never shout. And I would do distribution, he would give me the books. But then he started going alone, Bombay Central. And whoever he would meet, he would say, any man, woman, girl, anybody, if it is man, he would call them Prabhuji. Any woman, he would call them Mataji. Absolutely new people. Please take this book now, Mataji. Very good book. Your life will change. You will become very peaceful, happy, very mild, very soft. And these people would argue, it's very expensive. You would say, it's not expensive, Mataji. This money will go to Krishna, no? Krishna is the God. He is Supreme Lord. Very sweetly, logically, it doesn't make any sense. And I would be frustrated with him. I would say, how can you? And he would say, Mataji, please take, no, please. It is not much, 72. And he is such a ziddi, such a stubborn person. And he would come back with the same scores as I was getting by shouting. And sometimes he was getting more. And I was shocked. I said, how can Swayam Bhagwan Prabhu do this? So we were two extremes. I was shouting, he was soft. But there was this third person who believed that you should not even speak. He was convinced. You must be knowing, all of you must be knowing him. His grace, Sri Chaitanya Prabhu. He is like our Bhimsen. He would carry 175 books on one bag here, 175 books on this shoulder. He would carry 350 books, 375, 400 books he would carry. And he would go with so many books in his hand and not a single word. He would meet a person. Lena? No. He would go next. I would tell him, Aray, what is this? Aray, you should. One day, Gaurang Prabhu told me, you go with him and learn his technique. So I went, I had nothing in my hand. So Sri Chaitanya Prabhu got two big bags. I told him, Prabhuji, main aapka bag pakadu. He gave me, and I held it. I was feeling, one bag I could not carry, so I gave him back. He carried both the bags, and he was going with so many books. And believe it or not, I had nothing in my hand, but I was not able to keep pace with him. He was so fast. With two bags, and you'd meet a person, then next. You'd be so fast, and people somehow as if there's some, many people would be waiting for him as if as soon as he would come. Kitna? 50. Just go next. He would do more than, believe it or not, he would do 340 small books every day in 4-5 hours without speaking a word. Now, can you try this technique? You keep quiet, you go out on the street, keep, when you see a person, lena hai, what will happen? The people will get lost and you start crying. It's not possible to imitate. He was a prolific book distributor. 340 was his average score. Every time he would do it. Sometimes he did 100, 120, people would say, kya ho gaya, kam ho gaya. You know, people would tell him like that. That was very, very powerful book distributor. But you see, all three of us, completely different approach. And all three of us were extremely successful materially in book distribution. But techniques were completely different, but what was common? Desire. Because the desire was there, we were managing with different things. Therefore, if the desire is strong, techniques don't matter so much. And we have example in our own temple. I gave you these three completely contradictory examples. I have been with Sri Chaitanya Prabhu on a few occasions in bus in a company, book tables, once in Sarita Chemicals also I was there. Intense desire, and there is no show of desire. Just standing, focusing, no rest, no complacency, very focused, doesn't talk much, saves his voice, and gets all the results. But we can't imitate. So everybody has a different approach. So let us focus on desire more rather than skills. Let us focus more on being Krishna conscious during book distribution rather than simply scores. Scores we need, and we will get scores, and we will discuss also on how to get scores, but this is the most important. And also, as Prabhuji rightly said, if our desire is strong, we can do book distribution in the long run. Who are our heroes today in book distribution? International in ISKCON, worldwide, the two heroes of book distribution. Anybody knows who are these two people presently who are distributing books all over the world and they are world famous and they are the heroes of book distribution? No, I am talking about the most famous book book distributors who are inspiring maximum people. Yes, actually you are all right. Pragosh Prabhu, Vaisheshika Prabhu, all of them are very good. I'm not denying that. I'm just referring to two devotees who have personally inspired me very much. One is, who said, Vijay Prabhu? Yeah, Vijay Prabhu is, everybody knows him. He is the ISKCON book distribution minister. He is in charge for book distribution. And second is, His Holiness Kavichandra Swami Maharaj. All of you know him. He comes to our temple, old man, but pure devotee of Krishna, a great soldier and warrior in the mission of Srila Prabhupada. One day is distributing books in Japan, next day is distributing books in Kenya, on the streets. He's already had so many operations, his health is so bad. So he was in coma because of a serious operation. And after the operation, he was unconscious for a long time. And Radhanath Maharaj was sitting next to him. And he woke up after the whole thing, after that period was over. He came back to external consciousness and the first thing he said was, he looked at Maharaj and said, he held Maharaj's hand. And said, Maharaj, please bless me that I can distribute books in Africa. That was the first thing he expressed. And Maharaj was touched. He is a very simple person, only one desire. And he doesn't get scores of 175, 200, you'll never hear. But he's been distributing books for 35 years, steady. Vijay Prabhu, every day, 7 books, 8 books. But since 1978, since he became a devotee, he is distributing books in Los Angeles, New York, in the capital of Kali Yuga, and he is still a brahmachari. 30 years, not attacked by Maya, not shaken, because he is focusing on not scores as much as on the quality. So we all have to distribute books. Don't worry about the scores. Some of us will be like Superman, and some of us will be like a squirrel. Some of us will be like Hanuman, we'll get good scores. Some of us will not get. But Lord is pleased with both the squirrel and Hanuman. Therefore, we have to focus on our desire more, and that way we can achieve tremendous success in book distribution. So now we'll cover this most important topic. The first one, why distribute books? So you can respond, you can chant this verse with me.
Tadvag visargo janataga viplavo yasmin pratishlokama buddhyavatyapi namanantasya yashonkitaniyat shunvanti gayanti grinanti sadhava.
This is a verse spoken by Srila Narad Muni to Srila Vyasadeva. Now the background I want to tell you briefly, because this is the basis of our book distribution efforts. If we understand the meaning of this shloka, all our book distribution will go on lifelong and we will be focused in preaching. Vyasadeva has compiled all the Vedas and is extremely dissatisfied. He is sitting in an extremely despondent state. After compiling all the Vedas, he is not happy. He is sad. He is wondering, why I am not experiencing happiness in my heart? And that time his guru comes. Who is his guru? Narad Muni. And Narad Muni says, my dear Vyasadeva, are you happy? Very sarcastically he asks, because he knows that Vyasadeva is not happy. Are you happy having written books describing the mind and body? So immediately he understands that my guru knows. He says, no, my dear Gurudev, please tell me, I am despondent, I am not happy. And that time Narad Muni says, Bhavatanu dita prayam yasho bhagavato malam ene vasona tushyeta manyeta darshanam khilam. You have not glorified Krishna. And because you are not glorified Krishna, you are not ene vasona tushyeta, you are not happy. Because you are not speaking about Krishna. And therefore all the books that you have written Manetad darshanam khilam. Khilam means bakwas, kachara, waste. So you can imagine somebody has written all the Vedas and his guru is telling him what you have written is nonsense. What a blow. And he tells him, and that Srila Prabhupada writes, Vyasadeva is the author of all the Vedanta and he is despondent. He is not happy. So how can readers of Vedanta be happy? If the author is dissatisfied. If we are not glorifying Lord Krishna, we cannot be happy. That is the basis. And even if we experience happiness, it is simply manoratena sati dhavato bhai. It is simply a titillation for the mind. There is no deep satisfaction in the heart. So therefore, the Narad Muni tells him, if you are not written about Krishna, all the books are like place of pilgrimage. It is like a tirthasthan. All the non-Krishna conscious books are like tirthasthan. But tirthasthan for crows. Tad vayasam tirtha mushanti manasa. Crows will only go to a place where there is garbage. So your books will not be famous because your books have not glorifying Krishna. So then he says this famous verse. Tad vag visargo. Glorify Krishna directly because people are sinful. And if you glorify Krishna, and even if it is abadhya vatyapi means even if your glorification of Krishna is imperfectly composed, it is not in good grammar, it is mistakes are there, still, because you are glorifying Krishna, it will create viplavo. Janataga viplavo means a massive revolution will take place in human society. This is the power of Krishna Katha. So, one of you can read this loudly. Rasika Acharya, you can read loudly. This is what Narad Muni is telling. Indirectly, he is predicting the glory of Srila Prabhupada also. Because Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport to this verse that I am writing this book. English is a foreign language for me. Prabhupada is from Bengal. And he is writing, my presentation of Srimad Bhagavatam commentary will be full of literary discrepancies. I am aware of that. But because I am making a sincere effort, I am confident that this book will do, it will certainly create revolution. And this Srila Prabhupada wrote in 1950s, and in 1960s when he finally went to America, that's what happened. He went only with Bhagavatam, and Bhagavatam did create a revolution. So his desire, his confidence was perfectly justified. Because Prabhupada had, materially speaking, not the perfect English. He had a heavy Bengali accent. But he had a desperate desire to glorify Krishna. So when he would give lectures in 22nd Avenue and in New York, in Bowery, he would many times tell people and they would not understand what English he is speaking. He would, with a heavy Bengali accent, he would say, Shaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to shave all of you. And the hippies had long hair. And they would think, this Shaitanya has come to shave all of us. They would get scared. And Prabhupada had to clarify. Yes, shave and save both. He'll shave you also and he will save you also. And one day he said, from today we will start discussing Lord Chaitanya meeting Sanatana Goswami. And 3 months he spoke, Prabhupada, Sanatana Shiksha. And Satsarup Maharaji says in his whole diary, you write notes every day. You fit in the front of Prabhupada and write notes. And after 3 months, Prabhupada saw his diary to see what notes he had written. And he had written for Sanatan, he had written as Suntan. The name he had written, he couldn't understand Suntan. And somebody else had written Sauntan. Everybody had written different spelling. Nobody knew who is Sanatan. Today's incident, Sanatan Goswami's disappearance day. So you can imagine telling to Westerners who have no idea about Krishna, One devotee from America was telling me that to convince an American, diehard American, that there is God, there is something called as God, that takes 30-40 years. And here Prabhupada was not only telling the hippies that there is God, he was telling them that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. He is the all-encompassing. He is full of love. He loves us. And he presented Krishna as the most wonderful person. And people gave their lives. At a time when people in America were suspicious, the hippies had a rule: do not trust anyone more than 30 years old. And they had given their life to Prabhupada, who was more than double of that. He was 70. So Srila Prabhupada's desire to give Krishna was what helped. And in that purport, in this purport to this verse, Srila Prabhupada writes a striking point, which again establishes this point about a revolution. First point, first reason why we should distribute books is there will be revolution in the human society. Books will cause revolution. So in that purport, Prabhupada writes this point, that techniques do not matter. Very emphatic statement. You can read this purport later. Very clearly Prabhupada writes, techniques do not matter, desire matters. And what an example Prabhupada gives? He says, when there is fire in the house and you want to tell your neighbor, please help me, there is fire. You don't know the language, you are in a foreign country. What will you do? Will you first learn the language? Or will you be worried about how I am communicating to him? Is my presentation okay? Will you make a PowerPoint presentation to him? No, you will be, even if you don't know the language, you will shout, scream, you will do something to communicate that there is fire. So Prabhupada says this material world is burning in the fire of lust, greed, envy. This fire of samsara davanal, fire of material existence is destroying everyone. So just go and shout to people, tell them desperately, should have a desperation. Then things will be alright. Then people will accept Krishna. Therefore there is fire in the house. And not only that, Vaishnava actually is Nishkinchana. He has no position. Vaishnava, we are all Vaishnavas, or trying to be devotees. Devotee has no position. Only position he has is Krishna. And devotees are most charitable, so they want to give whatever they have to others. So devotee's only position is Krishna. You should be most happy and willing to share that position. Therefore, techniques don't matter. Your willingness to share Krishna is what matters. And this will certainly cause a revolution. And Srila Prabhupada is very emphatic about this in many of purports. Prabhupada himself never approved of any. He encouraged devotees to have techniques for book distribution, but mainly he focused on the desire and the desperation to preach. One time, this is a very, very powerful story. This first time of Srila Prabhupada has personally inspired me very much. I think many of you know. In fact, most of the things we are discussing in the seminars, many of you must have heard from Gaurang Prabhu. But I'm just repeating so that this thing gets reinforced in our mind. So please excuse me if you find many of these points repetitive. One time Srila Prabhupada was flying from London to New York, and Bhagavan Prabhu came and said, Prabhupada, you please come to Paris. We have arranged your program in Olympia Theatre, which has a capacity of some 5,000 people, or some huge theatre. So Prabhupada agreed. And for one day he went to Paris, just for that program. And how many people turned up? Only 40. Major disappointment. And when devotees apologized to Srila Prabhupada, what did Srila Prabhupada reply? Srila Prabhupada said, I do not care if nobody comes. I will shout to the sun that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. I will shout to the stars, I will shout to the sky, I will shout in space that Krishna is the most wonderful person. I will shout to everybody that Krishna is the supreme Lord, because ultimately I want a certificate from Krishna that here was a sincere soul who tried to glorify me. I do not want a certificate from a pack of donkeys. Srila Prabhupada said this. So this was Srila Prabhupada's desire and mood, that we should glorify Krishna, because glorification of Krishna will bring about this. viplavo, a revolution in human society. Because ultimately we all want certificate from Krishna. How many people can we make devotees? What power we have? But if we please Krishna, if that is the focus, there will certainly be a revolution in the misdirected human civilization. Therefore, devotee means always wanting to give Krishna. Devotee has no other business. Always he is trying to nourish himself with Krishna Katha and is wanting to give others Krishna. If you understand this principle, we will not only become good book distributors, we will become peaceful in life. If you simply worry about other things, other details and techniques and tips and masala and this and that, how to present, how to do, you will be miserable. If you simply focus, I want Krishna and I want to give Krishna, you will be peaceful. I had the opportunity to serve His Holiness Sachinandan Swami Maharaj when he would come here. So in the night, because I was in guest reception along with book distribution, for a few years I did the Prabhupada disciple service. So I would put the mosquito net for Maharaj in the night and I would go. And I would say, okay, good night Maharaj, Hare Krishna. And Maharaj, you know, all of you know Sachinandan Maharaj is very blissful, always smiling. Always he has got that typical. Radha Gopinath Prabhu imitated him last Sunday in Bhagavatam class. So he was, Maharaj was saying, so Maharaj, can I live? Go? Maharaj said, no, you cannot go. I don't leave anyone without giving them Krishna. I didn't understand what he meant. He said, sit. So I sat. So then Maharaj told me Krishna story. So Krishna and Balram, they caught the tail of the calf and the calf started running. And they were rolling on the dust of Braja. And all the dust was on their body. And all the gopis and gopas were laughing. And Krishna was dragged. And I was a very new devotee. I couldn't relate to it much. But I kept hearing, nodding. And after 5 minutes, he said, yes, so now I have given you Krishna. I said, thank you, Maharaj. Hare Krishna. So I was leaving. He said, oh, you cannot go. I gave you Krishna, now you give me Krishna. So then I understood. So then I had not read so much. But then I remembered, I said, so Maharaj was closing his eyes and hearing. And I said, after the pastime, okay, now our business is complete. So now you can go. Such a simple thing, you know. But then the understanding I got was, that is devotion service. That is our life. We take Krishna from others and we give Krishna to others. And this Prabhupada has emphatically declared in all his purports and his books that Krishna is the Supreme Lord and Krishna consciousness will bring about revolution. Our books are not teaching how to solve the problem of tribals in some African country. It is not solving the problems of air pollution. In the larger sense, yes. But ultimately, what are Prabhupada's books talking about? Krishna. Our USP, our unique selling proposition, our main marketing product is Krishna. We cannot beat around the bush for long. You might try many things. This book talks about stress management, this, that. We might do many things. That's all needed. But if internally we are not conscious that this book, actually I want to give him Krishna, then we cannot distribute books in the long run. We are cheating ourselves. So therefore, we have to be convinced that this is going to bring about revolution. And no other technique will help except the desire to be Krishna conscious and to give Krishna. And one very amazing pastime that took place about how these techniques will all fail. But if you have a desire, you can do anything. There's an amazing pastime that took place last year with our bus party. And I requested His Grace Murari Gupta Prabhu to come and share this. He's very busy in the kitchen and his BTG, but he's agreed to come. Can you, Prabhu, share it? Share this pastime? You can stand here so that everybody can see you. No? It's a short pastime, but a real story, which is very inspiring.
Hare Krishna. So this happened with us when our bus party had gone to Bharuch. 2 years back, there was two, 3 years back, there was a major flood in that time. So we have Jagannath Prabhu. He arranges all the companies for us. So when there was actually flood, he went into that area and there was one big company, Reliance, and another of Birla's. So when he went in that pouring rain to meet the HR man, just by seeing that he has traveled 45 kilometers by bus, then a bus had stopped, then he walked in that pouring rain. There was no use of umbrella, nothing. He was drenched completely. So just by seeing his dedication, he said, okay, you come, I'll give no question, I just signed the paper, okay, you can come, permission was given. But when we went, at that time situation was better. So I called that man and said, sir, we want to come and like this. So accidentally he did a mistake. So he took that phone and he said, okay, let me speak to my superior. And then he spoke to that man saying, अरे ये तो हरे कृष्ण वाले पीछे पड़ गए अभी क्या करने का इनका. सो आई कुड हियर एवरीथिंग दैट ही इज टेलिंग लाइक दिस. सो आई रियलाइज दैट एक्चुअली ही इज ट्राइंग टू समहाउ पोस्टपोन द थिंग एंड अनलेस एंड अंटिल वी पर्सनली गो देयर थिंग्स वोंट मूव. सो व्हेन ही केम बैक टू मी आई सेड सर एक्चुअली ऑल आवर कंपनीज आर फिनिश्ड वी हैव नो प्लेस टू स्टे वी आर ऑलमोस्ट ऑन द स्ट्रीट सो योर कंपनी इज द नेक्स्ट इन शेड्यूल सो वी रियली वॉन्ट टू कम देयर सो समहाउ प्लीज आई एम कमिंग टुमारो ओनली. So tomorrow day after I gave him some particular date. So then next day we packed everything and went. So when we reached, this man was not there. But he had made some arrangement for two people to stay. So I went to that accommodation man. He said, there is only place for two. I said, no, we are seven people. We have a bus. We need kitchen and so and so. So he was very angry. He was like a big fat man blowing cigarette smoke right on my face. So still we said, and then he said, okay, you speak to this man. So I called him. I said, so and so has happened. We have come. So we need place to stay. So then they made some arrangements. So after some devotees were making arrangement, I went to the main office. So Birlas, they generally have a very big complex. There's a temple, housing colony, factory. It's like a big, small city only. So when I went to the main gate, they were not allowing me inside. They said, you speak to the HR man. And the HR head straight away refused. We are not giving you permission in the canteen. You cannot come inside. You go and set up your stall in the temple. So I said, in the temple, hardly 5-6 people come. And this was a company of 3,000 workers with solid pay. So we were expecting good sale. So I said, sir, please at least let me meet you. Just I've come all the way. At least give me 1 minute. He said, I'm very busy. I said, please 1 minute. At least spare 1 minute for me. So we went all the way inside the company, myself, Govindanand Prabhu. And there this guy was like so rude. He said, I don't know why he allowed you, but it's our policy. We don't allow anybody inside the company. You won't get permission. So I said, sir, please, it's a noble cause. I know what is noble, what is not noble. You don't teach me. So we said, we tried so many ways. So he was almost on the verge of sort of abusing us and saying, get out. So when we realized like things cannot come out, we just moved out. I said, okay. So we were so hopeless. I mean, we said just one man is coming between Krishna's books and these 3,000 people who could have benefited. Just one man. So we were like hopeless, crushed. I mean, there's no use. We cannot do anything. So we were coming out and we're just praying to Krishna, please help us. Please guide us what to do. It's a very despondent situation. And while we were coming from the first floor and we saw two men, simple ordinary men standing in front of canteen. So something inspired me to just go and approach them. So I went, I said, see, we have come from Bombay, we got these books, but your boss is not allowing, so can you help, what we can do? So yeah, he said, yeah, you go and meet Mr. Vashisht, he's a Brahmin, he'll help you. So I said, who is he? Is he higher in position to this HR man? He said, he's the boss of this place, you go and meet him. So the Vashisht's cabin was just next to this guy's cabin, and there was a glass door. So so somehow we were hiding behind desk and somehow we were like we went to Vashisht's office. I sent my card and he called us. So we were like hopeless, there is no way. Somehow deeply praying, somehow Krishna please help, all the way we have come here. So while praying we just like Hare Krishna and then opened the door, went inside and I showed him, sir, we are from ISKCON. He said, oh yeah, I know. So I said, we have this Gita. He said, yeah, you know. I said, do we have other books also? He said, yeah, I know. I daily read Chaitanya Charitamrita. So I was like shocked. So how do you, Chaitanya Charitamrita by Prabhupada? He said, yeah, I like Lord Chaitanya very much. I daily read Chaitanya Charitamrita. So I said, no, I couldn't stop myself. He said, in 1996, I was sitting outside my home, and one foreign devotee came and he gave me a big set of books, all Prabhupada books. So I daily read CC. I find great solace in that. So I said, similarly, we also want to give these books to employees. He said, yeah, you can do. I said, we want staying facility. He said, yes. We want credit facility, yes. We want permission inside the company. He said, yes. He said, I said, can I start now? He said, wait today. I'll do the publicity. I'll send notice to each and every house, each and every department, personally call everyone, and come and set up your table and invite everyone to take books. So that evening we just had a big feast, and next day when we went, very nice arrangement, big notice was kept. And then the first person that chastised us, in that room there was another man, maybe his secretary, and we were like for 5-10 minutes he was just bashing us. So when we set up the stall in the lunchtime, this guy came and he was like, why did I open mouth? What is this going on? When he came to me, he was so bewildered he couldn't speak anything. He just did like this. Just came and took books. So basically, you can see there is, what is the technique in this? There is no technique. Just simply we had desire to give these books to people, and we prayed to Krishna, and somehow Krishna only arranged some people to come and help us. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Murari Gupta Prabhu. Actually, Murari Gupta Prabhu, what he's saying is just, it's a tip of the iceberg, actually. The devotees who have done intense seva in bus party, they are so Krishna conscious because of depending on Krishna so much. And this techniques really don't matter there. And there's another devotee, Raghu. He doesn't even know Hindi properly. He doesn't know English also. He's working as a cleaner in one restaurant. And he used to attend my meetings in 2000-2001. And that time, I just told him, it's marathon time, we should distribute books. He can't even remember things properly. He's not educated. He can't read Hindi, can't read English. He knows only Kannada. That also he cannot read. He's from a village in South Kannada district of Karnataka. Illiterate man. But I told marathon, so you should distribute books. He would distribute books. He would walk from Elphiston Road, Parel, to Gateway of India every day after work, distributing books on the way. And he would meet people and he would give them the books. And taxi drivers, shop owners, and they tell me, kya likha hai isme? Oh, mere ko malum nahi, par Krishna Bhagwan hai, aur bahut achha hai, bhakti Hare Krishna karne ka, bahut achha hai. They tell me, aur kya likha hai book mein? Aap mandir mein hamare Prabhu ji log hai na, wo batayenge aapko. Aap padhaye kya? Mere ko nahi aata padhne. But people would take. He was the third top scorer in that year, 2001. And one day, because he's so innocent, and he had a desire to distribute, he went to an area, and he afterwards was telling me, Prabhu ji, mere ko bahut ajeeb lag raha tha udhar. I was feeling, what am I doing here? And then he went, all women were there, and finally he realized, then he was telling me after when he came back, he realized, because he had Tilak and Kanti Mala and somebody chastised him. He had actually gone to a red light area. He had not even known that, and he distributed some 15-20 books to prostitutes and people there. Innocently, just because of the desire to distribute books. And he is not educated. He comes even now sometimes. You see him dancing in Guru Puja, wildly he dances. He just knows one thing, Hare Krishna karnega bas. So he will chant every day 16 rounds, he will follow the four regulative principles. He can't study Prabhupada's books. He can't understand also Hindi, what to speak of. But wonderful desire. So this is the common platform on which all of us can operate. And as Murari Gupta Prabhu beautifully enlightened us, that we see devotees experiencing that, yes, there is a revolution taking place. Question is, do you want to be a part of this revolution or not? If you don't want to be a part, we will be sidetracked and the revolution will anyway take place. We have a chance of being part of this mission, and we can say, you know, maybe thou mission part, I was a part of that. Otherwise, it has to take place. The revolution has to take place. Bhakta Vadim, this gentleman called Mr. Vadim, he was a scientist in Russia, and he was a genius, and he was helping the Russian scientists develop many, many equipments and weapons. Dr. Vadim, PhD scientist in chemistry, organic chemistry, brilliant man. And his life was centered around experiments. And he read Srila Prabhupada's books. Russia books were being smuggled in late 70s. And he read one of those books, and he was convinced. And as he started reading books, at that time Russia was ruled by the KGB. The KGB had declared in its Communist Manifesto of 1981, the three biggest threats to Russia, USSR, is Coca-Cola, rock and roll, and Hare Krishna. And no Hare Krishna temple was there, only books were there. But they were so afraid of Hare Krishna books. And KGB started interrogating Dr. Vadim. And this man started thinking, what is so special about these books that I am just reading these books and KGB is taking me so seriously? That means these books are so powerful that KGB is taking these books so seriously, then I should also take this book seriously. And he said, I have done so many experiments in life, let me do an experiment on myself. Let me follow what is written in these books. And he started chanting. And he became a full-fledged devotee and KGB wanted to kill him. So KGB sent him a letter inviting him to the KGB headquarters in Moscow. Gaurgopal Prabhu showed me the photograph of headquarters of KGB. During that time, any non-employee from that office, if he's called inside that KGB office, it is well-known fact that he doesn't come out of that building alive. He's called to be killed. So Dr. Vadim was called inside that building and he knew he had got a letter and he had no choice, no way to escape. He went in and he was sitting in front of the KGB chief and he was interrogated and he said, I was intensely praying, Krishna, I want to be part of this revolution. I want to be part of this Hare Krishna explosion. I want to serve Srila Prabhupada's mission. Please help me. And intensely was chanting Hare Krishna in the mind as he was being interrogated. And suddenly in the middle of the interrogation, the chief, something happened to him and he said, okay, go. Just told him, go. And he came back. Then the KGB chief realized, what did I do? Again sent him a letter. After a few weeks, he was again called. Again, same thing happened. This happened three times. Three times he walked into the KGB office and he came back. Nothing happened to him. And today the whole Russian preaching is going on because of this person. Bhakta Vadim. He went on to become Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj, who is the leader of ISKCON. He is a GBC for Russia. He is a guru and a disciple of His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj. And he has taken unlimited risks for preaching. So this is a classic example of how he decided to be part of this revolution. And today ISKCON is spreading like wildfire because of faith in Srila Prabhupada's books. And sometimes even materially Srila Prabhupada's books are creating revolution. There was one man, he wrote a letter to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, I am your devotee, I am chanting, but I can't understand English. Prabhupada's reply, one line reply, read my books. But he was bewildered. He said, I can't understand English. Of course, there was German translation available. He was a German. But he was reading German translation, and Prabhupada's instruction was, read my books. But he said, Prabhupada, I want to preach. I want to preach in Western countries, but I don't know English, I don't know anything. Prabhupada said, only one instruction. Second letter, he wrote again. Read my books. So he took it literally. He took Prabhupada's book, Rajavidya, German, and Rajavidya, English. And line to line, he read. He had to keep dictionary. He didn't even know words like the, on, of. Even the adverbs, adjectives, he didn't know anything about English. He learned everything practically from Prabhupada's book, English and German. He read like that with a dictionary and he learned. And today, he is Bhakti Vaibhav Maharaj giving classes in Oxford and Cambridge University. This is a true story. Today, as of today, he is giving classes. And he's preaching. He is one of the biggest sannyasis in ISKCON. He has tremendous faith. So Prabhupada's books are miraculous. They are creating revolution and its choice is ours. And I know many of us feel, Prabhuji, when we go out, we are distributing books, but we can't see the revolution happening. How many of you give books and suddenly this person, you know, he starts, okay, he comes to temple, joins and wears saffron, or suddenly puts on tilak and he becomes a devotee. We don't see that. Do we see that happening all the time? So many times, devotees are a little despondent. They say, we come for book distribution seminars, we come for Hare Krishna lectures, and there is this Gango talks, you know, Prabhupada ki jai, book distribution. But we actually go out, we see that nobody is becoming devotee. It seems to be very normal life. Where is this revolution happening? Why can't we see it and why can't we experience it? This revolution is happening. We just need to broaden our vision. Gaurang Prabhu gave me a very striking example which helped me a lot to understand that our revolution is taking place even today. When we are giving books to someone, we should know that people are in three categories. Just like they are like either wet grass, moist grass, or dry grass. everybody. So if moist grass, if you put fire on wet grass, what will happen? Will it catch fire? No. But what is the good thing, advantage that will happen if fire is put on wet grass? It will become moist. If you take moist grass and put fire on it, will it catch fire? No. But what will happen? At least it will become dry. And if you take dry grass, it will immediately catch fire. So sometimes when you're distributing books, some people will give books, they look at you, they get angry, they drive you out, they abuse you. No problem. They are like wet grass, and Hare Krishna is an explosion. It's a bomb, it's fire. You have touched him, slowly effect will take place. Somebody is like moist grass. People will raise from their level when they come in touch with Hare Krishna. And that's why you see sometimes some people take books, immediately they become devotees. There are so many cases of people who have become devotees by just reading Prabhupada's books and by some one program in college. All of us have experienced this. Sometimes we preach so much, a person doesn't become devotee, and suddenly somebody walks in, kitna mala karnega, such a sola, theek hai, he starts chanting, becomes devotee. Of course, there are very few, but dry grass is there around, they catch fire. So we don't have to worry about results, because revolution is taking place, and we should know that we are to be part of the revolution. Like Haji Ali, if you go, huge hoardings of Raymond's, you see. How much does that one hoarding cost? Lakhs of rupees. One 10-second advertisement on television costs lakhs of rupees. But companies have so much confidence. They're spending millions of dollars on advertisement. Why? Because they know that people will see the advertisement, their mind will be bombarded. So when you see that ad, everywhere you see Pepsi, drink, enjoy Pepsi or whatever. Drink, enjoy Coca-Cola. You see that. Everywhere you see it. And you are thinking, nothing is going to affect me. And you go to a restaurant and you are asking for Coca-Cola, Pepsi. Nothing has influenced you? It has. Subconsciously, it enters our consciousness. Advertising companies know that we are thinking I'm independent, nobody can influence me, but because of this bombardment of our senses, we get influenced. Similarly, you are a Hare Krishna devotee, go in Tilak, Kanti Mala, give books. I don't want, get lost. You time wasters, Hare Krishnas, good for nothing fellows, get lost. You will tell that to 100 people. But 101st person, you will say, kya hai kya book mein? Acha, phaltu hai, phuto. Then after 150, some other person comes. And you say, you'll read it for 2 minutes. Not interested. Then after some time, somebody will give him a book. I don't have money. And one day you will be sitting in the platform, and one man will come. Same man, he'll come. You don't know. Hey, book, kitna ka? And he'll take it. This happens. I think many of us have experienced. Sometimes we're not telling somebody to buy a book, but that person buys the book. You see? You are like sitting. Kitna ka? He gives and takes. Why? Because so many people have bombarded his consciousness. Hare Krishna devotees have told him in the past. Vibrations, he has felt it. And sometimes you are spending too much time with one person. Take the book. Take the book. He doesn't take. You don't have to feel despondent. What you have done? He has seen advertisement. He has been influenced by you. He has been bombarded. So either we are successful in book distribution or failure externally. We are successful because We have created an impact on a person. So if he takes a book from you, that means who has preached to him? 50 others. So you can't take credit. You have to be humble. And if he doesn't take book from you, you should know, no problem. I am a part of a big team. You know, I am part of 60 people who are trying to make him devotee. So he will eventually become. So that's why book distribution is blissful if you know this funda. If you know that, either in success or failure, I am not the doer. So it's blissful. You should know that a person will become a devotee. There is no worry. Like a door, if this door is locked and you are trapped inside, 50 of us, and we keep banging, 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 and the door doesn't break, and you are all exhausted and you sit down. And then last one tiny fellow comes and he just touches and the door falls. Does that mean this man has broken that door? No. What has happened? So many others have pushed it so hard that this fellow just had to touch. Sometimes in the rainy season, one crow comes and sits on a branch, and the branch falls off. Does that mean the crow is powerful? So similarly, you are going out, come back with 100 books. No, you can't take credit. People have influenced them. Subconsciously, they have been influenced by so many Hare Krishna factors. So therefore, the revolution is going on. The problem happens because we think, I am going to change the world. I am going to do something great. That is where the problem is. If you know that there is a big plan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Prabhupada made a big plan, and I am simply one of the thousands who is, you know, part of this revolution, and I have to play my part, apna books dene ka, aane ka, gaya to gaya books, nahi to, we have made some influence. If you are conscious of being part of a big plan, then we are happy, and that we are part of the revolution. Otherwise, revolution will go on, but we will not be part of it. So therefore, we should know that book distribution is never a waste. Murari Gupta Prabhu just left. Last year, they went to Bhopal, he and Jagannath Prabhu. You can call it a tragedy. Everywhere they went, nobody was giving them permission. But Jagannath Prabhu is determined man. Nobody can shake him. So he kept encouraging Murari Gupta Prabhu, don't worry. They went to meet the chief minister. Chief minister said, okay, come. They got permission. The chief minister said, I'll give you permission, come. But they went, chief minister's son had died. So chief minister was in, you know, mourning and despondent. So nobody could meet him. So then they went to police chief, chief police commissioner. He said, we can't give permission. They went to all the big shots. Nobody gave permission. Completely miserable. Then Jagannath said, no. Then they sat down. They took the map. And next, very near to Bhopal is Gwalior. Don't worry, we'll go to Gwalior. So we went to Gwalior. And people were, as if they were waiting there, as if they were waiting for Jagannath Prabhu. Oh, you have come, please come. Everywhere they got permission and they distributed so many books there. They had massive, they distributed books for lakhs of rupees in Gwalior without any effort. So what happened? In Bhopal, they have done impact. So tomorrow somebody might influence the police commissioner and somebody might get permission. That is because devotees have worked hard here. And in Gwalior, red carpet welcome. That means something has happened in the past. So we should be humble and be part of this revolution. And we can actually, this is the question basically, whether I want to be part of this revolution or not. Revolution is anyway taking place. Therefore, this is one of the first reasons why we should distribute books. We'll take one more reason. Book distribution establishes the authenticity of ISKCON. One of the biggest accusations against ISKCON is that ours is a cult. Cult means some group of fanatics who are psychophant followers of some man who's sitting on a high pedestal. It's a little mysterious organization with all occult practices, strange behavior. This is what people think of Hare Krishna. But when they read our books, they get convinced. There is a young 22-year-old Adi Keshav Swami. He was in the middle of the controversy in America when ISKCON was being charged with brainwashing. It was a big case. It was the biggest case and it had got massive publicity in America. And he came to India and he spent 3 months with Srila Prabhupada. He was completely shaken because whole of American, there was this deprogramming group. They would, whoever was brainwashed by ISKCON, they would try to deprogram him. And so they had put a case against ISKCON and Adi Keshav Swami. And Adi Keshav Swami had come to Mayapur, met Prabhupada for 3 months, and every day they would have debates. He would ask challenging questions to Prabhupada, what they would ask him. And Prabhupada would give powerful replies. He would say, you are brainwashing. Prabhupada said, yes, because your brain is filled with dirt, so we are washing it. You are brainwashing. Then he would say something and Prabhupada would give heavy answer. So he got very fired up and he went back. And then Prabhupada's classic argument, you want to declare Hare Krishna, you want to ban Hare Krishna, you can. No problem. But first, you have to read all our 80 books. Because our basis, books are the basis. And whatever we are pitching is on this basis of books. So you read our books, then come to the conclusion. So these books were presented, Prabhupada's argument was the books should be presented in the court of law and the jury comprising of 10-15 people, whoever, each member has to read all the books if they want to ban Islam. They wanted, anyway, they took a safer route out. They didn't read all the books. That was a historical decision. They declared Hare Krishna to be a bona fide religion, which is as old as 5,000 years old, and it got a mark of a bona fide religion, eligible for getting tax exemptions and many other facilities in America. And Prabhupada called it as a major victory for ISKCON preaching, and ISKCON's authenticity was established. And the main reason why we could get this was because of Srila Prabhupada's books, because they are so crisp. Even Karmi scholars have appreciated and they have accepted that these books are of profound scholastic ability, can be seen in these books. In India, the biggest challenge for Hare Krishna is from the Smartha Brahmins, who are very proud of their Brahminical birth, and they always accuse Hare Krishna as a cult of foreigners. They criticize, but even they are stunned by the scholarly presentation of Srila Prabhupada. The way he quotes Upanishads and Vedas, and they all accept Prabhupada as a great scholar. Recently I was in Rishikesh and I met so many Mayavadi gurus, bogus people, but all of them unanimously, Prabhupada Maharaj, bahut bade aadmi, great. So much appreciation for Prabhupada, for the books, for the temples. Although they have a different philosophy, they cannot deny the fact that Prabhupada has done a revolution. And they all have his books. We met one very big Mayavadi. He had kept Prabhupada's book with him, as it, Bhagavad Gita as it is. Swami Dharmananda, I remember, Swami Dharmananda. And I saw that book, and he was not making it obvious, but I could see that book was there. So Srila Prabhupada's books are very, very powerful. And if you go to Western countries, and even in India now, you will see amazing Bhagavad Gita. Many people, when they hear, they think it's as it is, especially in English language. Bhagavad Gita, they think Bhagavad Gita as it is Bhagavad Gita. This is a very very powerfully developing, this thing is developing very rapidly now. So many people I meet, Bhagavad Gita I have. Which version? What do you mean which version? As it is, Bhagavad Gita. It's very common. It's becoming very common. Just like, you know, we say Xerox. What is Xerox? Xerox is the name of a company. But because that company was so popular, actually what we are doing is photocopying. But we call it that Xerox has become synonymous with photocopy. Like we used to have a store well where we keep our clothes. We used to say Godrej. Godrej is a company. We used to keep the things in the Godrej, actually. Or, you know, many other things, like give me Colgate for if you want a toothpaste. That brand, that product becomes identical with the brand name becomes identical with the product. So nowadays what is happening is as it is means Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita as it is means Bhagavad Gita. So it has become like that. Prabhupada's Gita is assuming very profound significance in the intellectual world also, in a very, very significant way. That's why Srila Prabhupada is very keen that these books are pushed. In 1977, Swarup Damodar Maharaj made a very powerful presentation here in Bombay Pandal. Scientific presentation. Technical, very technical. And after the presentation, Prabhupada was very impressed. There was a slideshow and all that. And after that, Prabhupada asked his disciples, how was it? They said, Prabhupada, very impressive, but we couldn't understand many things. It was very scientific. Prabhupada said, see, what the scientists are saying, that also nobody understands. And we are prevented scientifically, also nobody understands. It's okay. At least they'll be impressed that we have some solid stuff. So we have solid stuff. We can understand it also. But sometimes this kind of presentation and authenticity of ISKCON now in European countries also. European countries is a very, very tough place to preach because of harsh weather conditions. America at least, you know, very open. Europe, they are facing a lot of problems. Many brahmacharis would come from other countries would tell me, being beaten on the streets by people is very common there. You give books, you say, what is this? Just punch on the face and walk away. And you have to come back. So common. Very ruthless people, aggressive, tall, well-bitten. Our devotees are going out. They have to face the cold, they have to face. But books are now getting credence. Recently, one of our devotees went to Germany and he studied in a German university. And because of his, the way he carried himself and the way he gave books. 22 faculty members of his university are coming to India and they want to spend one day in our temple because they are so impressed by his behavior and the way he was carrying himself with so much dignity there. He is a Hare Krishna devotee, wonderful devotee. So they are now coming here in November for one day. So I was just thinking how the way we present Srila Prabhupada and the way Prabhupada's books are, we can get a lot of credibility for ISKCON. There was one Loknath Maharaj disciple, Prabhanjan Prabhu, he was telling me that he is a part of Padyatra. So they go on Padyatra and 7 years they come to the same place. They travel from Badrinath, from the top of India to Rameshwaram. They go on a bullock cart and like that, ox cart. They go to Harinam, they go to village. So one village they went in UP and people saw and suddenly people said, "Hey, Hare Krishna!" And they ran. So, and then they went to, again after some time, one more person saw and said, "Hey, Hare Krishna!" And they ran. So these people got, devotees got bewildered. What happened? Have we done something wrong here? And another man came and said, because every 6 years they come. We said, "Yeah, we came distributing books." Oh, they also ran. And suddenly devotees are wondering what is happening. And they parked themselves in a school and they kept luggage. And then suddenly some few people came, paid obeisances. And they said, "Aap aaye, aapka bahut bada program arrange kiya hai." So they were wondering what program. And they came and they realized what had happened was, one man in that village, everybody in the village was saying that this man has gone mad because last time the Hare Krishna came, he took a book and he read the book and he got so influenced, he took a vow. Manvrat. Because he wanted Hare Krishna badly, there was no Hare Krishna. He said, "Till I see them again, I will do Manvrat." And he had just got married. So people thought, "Hey, pagal ho gaya book padke." So he was not talking at all. So last 7 years, he had not spoken, opened his mouth. And today Hare Krishna had come. So people are shocked that now what will happen? So now the news has spread that this man is now going to talk after 7 years. So they made a big pandal. They made a big pandal and the whole city, the town, some 7,000-8,000 people came. It was packed because he had become a big name there because of this. And he came with great commotion and fanfare and he entered the pandal and devotees are the first ones to make hay while the sun shines, as they say. They saw it's a good opportunity, bada pandal, immediately they set up their tent, they made food for life, they started distributing books. Devotees are having a good time and this man came and everybody is having drums, baja, you know, this man is going to talk now, he's going to talk. After 7 years he came, sat on the pandal, he had become a kind of a guru, a kind of a mystical person, and he opened his mouth. And everybody was watching with bated breath. And the first thing he said, "Hare Krishna." And for 7 years he had not spoken. First thing he said, "Hare Krishna." And then guess what he spoke? Next 1 hour he spoke on, because he had been eating Bhagavad Gita whole 7 years. He spoke pure philosophy. And in between that lecture, already it was too dramatic what was happening. But to add to the drama, his mother turned up there. His mother was follower of a very, very famous Maharashtrian bogus Mayavadi. So she came and she started glorifying that Mayavadi, that bogus man. And he not only had read Bhagavad Gita, but he was so intelligent, he said, "Stop," he told his mother. "This man is a Mayavadi." And he spoke against Mayavad and he gave a lecture for 2 hours. He's not a Hare Krishna devotee officially, but just reading Prabhupada's books, he gave a lecture and devotees had a big party. They, you know, distributed halwa, and food for life and books distribution. So the point I'm saying is, what is happening with Prabhupada's books all over the world, we can't even imagine. So therefore, we have a choice to be part of this, and we can, when we go out, we can establish authenticity of ISKCON in a great way. And last year, again in the marathon, we went to Vijayawada. Same thing happened. Completely near Vijayawada, there are some villages completely converted to Christianity. People were literally spitting on our devotees. I'm not exaggerating. People were literally spitting. Nobody was taking a book. And the bus party for marathon, they could not even distribute 7,000 rupees worth books in 4 or 5 days. They were so despondent. But they wanted to establish ISKCON's credentials, authenticity. Nobody was looking at them. So frustrated. And suddenly, they met a man who said, "I have read all your books. Your books are classics. It's the most authentic books. Christian man. Some other Christian. Authentic books, profound knowledge. Come to my company. That was not part of the program. That was not part of the company that they are supposed to cover. And he called them. And not only gave them permission in their company, he gave them subsidy. He gave the employees that you buy these books. And devotees distributed 75,000 rupees worth books in one day in that company. And next day they distributed 1.5 lakh. Total they did 4 lakhs in that company alone. Only because one man was convinced of the authenticity and the profound philosophical nature of Srila Prabhupada's books. So when we are giving these books, we are establishing ISKCON as the most bona fide and authentic religion. So we should go out. And one of the most caste conscious sampradayas is our Udupi Mathas, where they are very conscious of sannyasis being Brahmins and like that. But Pejavar Swami, who is the senior most sannyasi, has made a historical statement. He said, they have sannyasis for last 700 years, hardly any fall downs, only 3 fall downs in 700 years. Very, very rigid sampradaya. And Pejavar Swami has made the statement that Prabhupada Maharaj, Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj, what he has done, all our sannyasis presently, we are not even a fraction of what he has done for delivering mankind from the clutches of ignorance. And in his Udupi Mata Pandal program, they were glorifying Srila Prabhupada for spreading Krishna consciousness. So this is the power of Srila Prabhupada's books, and this is the impact that these books are having on human society. There are some more points. We will cover this tomorrow because it's already 9:15. What we will do now, we can take it, because we are a little late, we'll take just 1 or 2 questions. Tomorrow we'll have more time for questions. And others who are really getting late can go for prasadam. But if somebody has, we'll take only 5 minutes of questions. Somebody has any questions, you can ask. Okay, I guess we'll not keep you waiting. Oh, one question here. Okay. We'll take his question. Is okay? This is it okay if we cover it a little later, because this is a part of the presentation on this topic on skills part, where we discuss there are some principles and values of book distribution. That time we'll come to reading Prabhupada's books, how we should read, what is the mood in which we should distribute. All these are part of the technique. Okay, there's one last question before we
Proji, sometimes if we get caught by the TC or by some authority, so how should we react?
You can try different things. You can beg, fall at the feet, beg forgiveness. You'll become humble. Don't try giving bribe. You can give prasadam. Prasadam is a bona fide bribe. But otherwise, they can get more nasty off. You can try. Basically, you have to be humble. If you are humble, if you say sorry, then you can checkmate them completely, because they are expecting you to be a little argumentative and little aggressive. Sorry, please, You should just checkmate them.
Again, if he catches the next time, then?
Then you should be a little intelligent. You should not go to the same place again. You should go to some other. There is no dearth of place, na, India mein. It has happened with many brahmacharis. I have been caught also by the same TC after he had warned me. So he took me to the jail, kept me there for 2-3 hours. Then he left me thinking that I will be very scared now. I will dar gaya hum log. But next day, again, we went. We have to be shameless. Then of course we were a little smart. We avoided those trains. That's why I started local train, because in Bombay Central I was caught by this man, TCA. Again and again he caught me. But now that you asked this question, I would like to just conclude with this one instructive point about TC. There was one man in Bombay Central, one TC, is called as Tiger. Everybody is afraid of him, all the shopwalas, chaiwalas. So when I was new devotee distributing books, for the chaiwala said, "Hey, Tiger aa raha hai, tu akal nahi hai tumko, tu maraj mar jayega tum." तुम्हारा वो जगन्नाथ महाराज, दे नो जगन्नाथ प्रभु वेरी वेल, बिकॉज यू डिस्ट्रीब्यूट देयर. अरे उनको भी बहुत बार पकड़ा हो, नहीं इधर मत करो आप, जाओ महाराज. यू वुड ऑलवेज टेल मी लाइक दैट. बट आई सेड व्हाट दे आर जस्ट सेइंग, आई वुड डिस्ट्रीब्यूट मेनी टाइम्स, डिस्ट्रीब्यूटेड. बट एक्चुअली दिस मैन वॉज सीइंग मी, आई डिडंट नो दिस सो कॉल्ड, आई डोंट नो हिज नेम, बट दे यूज्ड टू कॉल हिम टाइगर, दे यूज्ड टू मेक फन ऑफ हिम. सो वन डे ही एक्चुअली कॉट मी, एंड ही कॉट मी इन द फर्स्ट क्लास. एंड बिकॉज माई फादर वॉज अ रेलवे ऑफिसर ऑल्सो, एंड सम ऑफ द एम्प्लॉयज, सम ऑफ द पीपल इन दैट coach I knew them, but they could not recognize me because I was in dhoti, kurta and like that. I was feeling very scared now. You know, they'll tell my father. My father was that time in Bombay only. So I was very afraid. TC has caught me and some people know me here. Big mess. And this man started abusing me like anything. Horrible abuses. And he said, you will be history now. I am just going to put you in jail. Enough. And suddenly, as I was feeling sad, one other officer, I don't know who he was, he got up. He said, sir, he's telling him, you know, I'll take care of him. These guys are rascals. And he started giving more gali than this original person also. He said, sir, aap kyun tension le rahe? Aapka kyun BP badhega? I'll take care of him. He said, rascals, useless fellows. I've told them so many times. And he held my collar like this. And he actually dragged me out. He said, sir, aap baito. Main isko andar dal ke, isko pura abhi khatam, pura file, inka pura close kar deta hun, ye karta hun. He said many things. And then he took me out. And I was shivering literally. And I was praying, remembering Lord Narsingadev. And I was chanting. Because this man was worse than the first fellow. Worse than Tiger also. So he got me down. As soon as he came down, he looked at me and looked at the clock. You know, there is a platform, there is a clock. And he said, abhi train jaane ke liye 10 minute hai. Chup-chap, aage wale dabbe mein jaake distribute karo. Idhar mat aao. He said this. And I was shocked. He said, are Prabhuji, main bhi Hare Krishna wala hoon. He showed me his kanti mala. And he said, kya hai, ye bahut kadus aadmi hai. Ye aapko andar leke jata tha, abhi, you would have put you in jail. 3 months jail you would have put. He's a very bad fellow. But I am telling you, chup-chap, aage jaake karo, aage wo kabhi nahi aata hai, yahin tak aata hai wo. And you can come always, but don't come this side of the train. Very nicely took care of me. So, you don't know what will happen. So, this is another part of preaching. We'll discuss this tomorrow. There is adventure and excitement in book distribution also. Okay? Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada Transcendental Book Distribution ki jai.